The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. God continues to tell us of what is coming and is already in process. Continuing here in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 25, the Lord will cause you to be defeated before your enemies. You shall go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them, and you shall become troublesome to all the kingdoms of the earth. And notice verse 26, your carcasses shall be food for all the birds of the air and the beasts of the earth, and no one shall frighten them away. This is describing a terrible time to come up on our people. It is because we have turned our back on God. Jesus Christ is the one that spoke and wrote the Ten Commandments and made sure they were preserved so we would know how to live our life and be blessed by God, so we would not have to live under curses as the whole earth is today. Verse 27, the Lord will strike you with the boils of Egypt, with tumors, with a scab, and with the itch from which you cannot be healed. More curses. Well, how many incurable diseases do we have in this earth today? How many do we have in the United States of America? And this prophecy is aimed at Israel, the United States, and the British people mainly. Verse 28, the Lord will strike you with madness and blindness and confusion of heart. Well, do we have any mental institutions in our land today? And you shall grope at noonday as a blind man gropes in darkness. You shall not prosper in your ways. You shall be only oppressed and plundered continually, and no one shall save you. Yes, God said, there's coming a time when we would not be prospering in the way that we live. And do you think that we are today? All the curses that we're living under, we couldn't call them blessings at all. You don't need to expect things to get better for you or for our nation until we repent of our many sins and turn and begin to obey our God. Continuing here in verse 30 of Deuteronomy 28, you shall betroth a wife, but another man shall live with her. My friends, does that happen today? Is there any adultery in our land today? Do you know of any? You shall build a house, but you shall not dwell in it. Well, is that happening today? This is an end-time prophecy. Now, I know it was a prophecy for ancient Israel, but it is a dual prophecy, and it is coming to pass in the end-time Israel today, which we are in the end-time, and we, the United States, are one of the main tribes of Israel. Yes, God says, you will build a house, but you shall not dwell in it. Well, my friend, do you know that there were 1.9 million home foreclosures in 2009, and they're expecting it to be 4 million in 2010, besides all the homes that have been vacated by divorce. You shall build a house, but you shall not dwell in it. You shall plant a vineyard, but shall not gather its grapes. This is not describing a good time for the nations of Israel, and it is aimed at the United States and the British people, England, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand mainly. This is a dual prophecy. It did come to pass in ancient Israel, and it is in process right now in modern-day Israel, and it is picking up momentum. And God takes credit for passing judgment on stubborn and rebellious, sinful people that had ample opportunity to know and to live the way that God has commanded. God's way produces blessings. Satan's way produces curses. Which one do you think that we're living under? You don't have to be too smart to figure that out. God wants to continue to pour out blessings on us, but we won't let him. We continue to rebel like a stubborn, rebellious kid, so God has no choice but to deal with us according to our conduct, which isn't pleasing to him, and he will do just that. Because this earth, meaning people of this earth, are going the way of Satan, the god of this earth. Now, how can Satan be the god of this earth? Well, because we are obeying him. Notice what God inspired Jude to write in a short letter that Jude wrote back to the early church in the book of Jude. Jude could not write about the plan of salvation as he intended to in his short letter because he saw the need to warn of false doctrine, That is false prophets, false ministers creeping in, teaching a false gospel, which had crept into the church even in the first century A.D. How much false doctrine is with us today? It is wholesale, my friend, and you need to realize that. In the book of Jude, verse 3 and 4, Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. Yes, a faith, a doctrine that was not to change. And it was already changing in the first century A.D. Continuing here in verse 4, For certain men have crept in unnoticed, who long ago were marked out for this condemnation, ungodly men who turn the grace of our God into licentiousness and deny the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, men that had crept in, teaching a false doctrine and denying the Lord Jesus Christ. Ungodly men, Jude called them, who turn the grace of God into licentiousness. That is license to do what you want to do. Claim to be a Christian. Just claim to obey, but go on and live your life the way you see fit. Never mind obeying God. So here they were, turning the grace of God into license to do what you please and still call it Christian. And by doing so, we are denying the only Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's the word of God Almighty, my friend. Continuing here in verse 5, But I want to remind you, though you once knew this, that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed those who did not believe. Jude begins to tell us of God's judgment that came on our forefathers, ancient Israel, for lack of faith to obey. God makes this very clear in the third chapter of Hebrews. Hebrews 3, verse 16. For who, having heard, rebelled? Yes, rebelled, didn't want to obey God. Indeed, was it not all who came out of Egypt led by Moses? Israel rebelled against the word of God. They thought there was a better way to live than to obey their Maker. The whole world has thought that since the Garden of Eden. Well, look at the results. Continuing here in Hebrews 3, verse 17, Now with whom was he angry 40 years? Was it not those who sinned, whose corpses fell in the wilderness? My friends, God isn't pleased with the conduct of this world, and especially his chosen people, Israel, and that does include the United States. If you claim to be a Christian and ignore the word of God, God says your religion is vain and you will pay a high price. As a matter of fact, you already are paying a high price for not obeying God, and the price is going to get higher. It's going up every day. God's judgment will come. The book of Jude in Hebrews chapter 3 is a warning, as well as many other places in the Word of God, that we all reap what we sow. God does pass judgment on people for rebelling and ignoring their Creator. Hebrews 3, verses 18 and 19. And to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who did not obey? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Yes, God says, if you want to find favor with him, you must have faith and you must obey. And it's a warning to us to not do as ancient Israel did, that is, to rebel against our Maker. Hebrews 11 and verse 6 says this, For without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Meaning, if you diligently seek God, his way, yes, seek his truth, seek to understand and live by his word. As James said, faith without works is dead. God tells us in many places in his word that he will pass judgment on our nation because we care less about obeying him. We don't really teach obedience to God. We teach, as Christianity, is just believe and give your heart to the Lord. Continuing here in the book of Jude, verses 6 and 7, And the angels who did not keep their proper domain, but left their own habitation, he has reserved an everlasting chains under darkness for the judgment of the great day. As Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them in a similar manner, to those having given themselves over to sexual immorality and gone after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. This book is a warning for you and me, not only to believe, but to obey, to live the way that God has commanded us to live. It says here, as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them in a similar manner, to these, having given themselves over to sexual immorality. Now, have we done that today as a world? Have we done that today as a nation? Just look around at the teenage pregnancy. Just look around at the abortion. Terrible things that we are doing. It says, and going after strange flesh. Well, are we doing that today? Passing same-sex law marriages in different states? It says, they are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. The outcome of rebelling against God is not good. And there is going to be an end, and there's going to be an outcome. And we are going to pay for our many sins. This is written as a reminder of God's judgment, which he passed on them, and a warning for you and me today. Will we heed? Will you heed as an individual? Jude 11 continues here. Says, woe to them. He's speaking about the way of this world, the way the world has gone ever since the Garden of Eden after Adam and Eve sinned. For they have gone in the way of Cain, have run greedily in the error of Balaam for profit, and perished in the rebellion of Korah. The way of Cain and Balaam was the way of Get. The way of Korah was rebellion. And that's what we have done today. The bottom line today is the dollar, the way of Get. And the bottom line is to rebel against God's way. God says we have gone the way of Cain and Balaam. Their way was Satan's way, the way of selfishness, lust, greed, get, and corruption. Does that sound familiar in our nation and the whole world? My friends, when corruption reaches a certain point, God steps in to stop it. But until he does, he passes many judgments, hoping a nation or an individual will turn and quit rebelling against their Creator. Think about some of the problems our nation is having in the first 4 months and so far this month of May 2010, and ask yourself if they are blessings or curses. The terrible winter that we had in the Northeast, all the snowstorm, then flooding, and now the historic flooding in Kentucky and Tennessee, the British Petroleum oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico, and all the weather problems in our nation and world, and the war on terror, the economic situation we, the United States, and most other nations are in, and all the calamities we've just mentioned are only adding to our economic woes. Yes, we have plenty of economic problems, and they're growing bigger. We have plenty of moral and spiritual problems, and they're growing bigger daily. We would have to conclude that we are living under curses. We would not call them blessings, because they are adding more problems to an overload of problems that we have already. I see my time is up, but if you'd like to know more about what's going to happen to the United States and the British people, and to this world for that matter, request our free booklet, The United States and Britain in Prophecy. There's no charge, there's no obligation, no one will call on you. All you need to do to receive this booklet is just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675, or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or you can go online and order your book online, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. So request your free booklet, The United States and Britain in Prophecy. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today. Have a good day, my friends, and may God help you to turn and repent of your sins.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill. Meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org, or call us at 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.